So Jake is here from the Mill Road Winter Fair. Do you have a title?
So I'm the events organiser.
Oh.
So my main role is to hook up if people want to dance or sing or do like a circus performance. My role is to find them an actual venue to perform at.
Okay. Okay. All right. How long have you been involved in the organisation for?
So as a volunteer in this capacity, it's only since January this year.
Right.
So I've taken over from Steffi last year, but I have actually performed at the Mill Road Winter Fair as a busker for maybe the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
So it's something which I've been aware of. And then this year I decided I wanted to do a bit more for the fair and try and help out.
As a musical busker?
Yes, as a musical busker.
Okay. I like to think I know all the musicians in Cambridge, but I don't think I've come across you before.
I play an accordion.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I do 90s and 80s covers.
Oh, that's good.
Brilliant.
Yes. That's good.
That'd be brilliant.
Yes. I do like an accordion.
Yeah, me too.
There's a man in Bury St Edmunds that plays an accordion on a passageway, and he plays the same song over and over and over and over again. So if you can do something more original with an accordion, then
it must be hard to play. It's a difficult instrument, surely.
It's not too bad once you get used to it. Before I learned the accordion, I knew the piano, so it's kind of like half a piano but just on its side. So you just squeeze it like a loaf of bread.
Okay.
So, once you get past that.
So are you a resident of the Mill Road area or Cambridge City?
Yes. Yeah, no, I live just off Mill Road.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been to it for the last maybe 10 years or something.
Okay, all right.
Has it been going a long time then?
I was
going to
say, do you know the history of it? Because I know it's been going ever since I've been in Cambridge, and that's nearly 10 years, but I imagine it has a much longer history than that.
I wouldn't be able to say when it started, but it's been handed from volunteer group to volunteer group each year.
And that's what's really impressive about something like this, because it's not, you know, it's a big event. It's not a straightforward thing to organise.
Mm.
You, as you say, you started in January, so you must spend the majority of the year organising the Mill Road Winter Fair.
Yeah.
And to say that it's gone from groups of volunteers to groups of volunteers suggests that there is obviously a strong enough group of people out there that are willing to take it on and organise it all the time.
Yeah.
And without it having any gap years or anything where there hasn't been that number of people.
Yeah.
How many volunteers do you have, like, in your core organisational committee?
So we have probably about 8 or 9 core members, and then we've got kind of peripheral people kind of going out organising smaller events and stuff like that.
Okay. So for people who don't know what the Mill Road Winter Fair is, it takes place on the first Saturday, correct me if I'm wrong with any of this.
It's the 7th of December this
first
year.
Saturday of the month, and that is the 7th, isn't it? Yeah. So that's the latest that it would ever go, isn't it?
Yes.
Because it sometimes is the first. First Saturday of the month, and it starts at the Parkside end of Mill Road and goes right the way up to Coleridge Road. Is that where it stops?
Yeah.
So you get sort of Romsey and Petersfield side of Mill Road, and the road's closed, and there's lots of things going on in the road, on the pathway. All the shops and businesses take part. There's things going on the various different greens and spaces. There's stuff in Guider Street car park, and basically any space that there is, there's something happening.
Yeah.
And it is a whole wide range of different things, and to suit all tastes and whatever people are up for.
Yes, it's definitely very eclectic. There's Morris dancers, samba bands, and then there's so many different stalls, which is great for the run-up to Christmas, for presents and stuff like that.
Yeah. How important is it? I mean, Mill Road is a big community, and we've seen that demonstrated again this year with the closure of the road and the fire and everything, and how the community comes together. All the shops and businesses, presumably they're well up behind this because it's bringing people to Mill Road.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I think they love it. It's great for the businesses on the day. It's great for, like, community morale.
Mm.
It's something which is I personally really enjoy going to every year.
Yeah. So in your role as the event side of things, so if someone do people contact you and say, hello, I'm a busker, hello, I'm a performer, can I play? And then your job is to kind of link them up with someone who's organising a spot of entertainment, or do you as a committee have areas that you organise as well?
So the events team, we have a group, I think it's about maybe 7 or 8 busking spots up and down the road, going from the Petersfield all the way up to near Relevant Records.
Yeah.
And what we do is we have time slots for them for each part of the day. And then we'll, when someone emails us and says, I'd like to do a busker or a Morris dancer or a dance trio, we will try and fit them in at those places. And there, so there are still places for people who are keen on busking okay. or dancing. The only thing I'd say is that we're kind of very close to filling up on electricity spots. So we're looking for more acoustic, dance, choirs, those kind of people to fill out the last okay. places.
So if someone wants to get involved with that side of things, is there a specific method of contacting you?
I think the best method is to go onto the millroadwinterfair.org website and then go to apply to perform at the top bar right. and then you can fill in a form which will be sent to us and then we'll sort it out. We'll probably get back to you in a couple of days or so.
Okay. We have a stage there regularly at Cambridge 105. We're outside Tesco, just over the bridge, and we'll be having some live music there throughout the day and broadcasting live. Can't tell you exactly who we've got yet because we're still booking people and can't announce. But it's a good mixture of stuff. And there's stuff I know. There used to be stuff going on at Hope Street Yard, and they used to have some music there. I presume that's still a thing.
There's definitely something going on at Hope Street Yard. I haven't seen the final details of it yet, but there's going to be something. Yeah. There.
Remind me when it is.
7th of December.
Okay.
Yeah. Pop it in your diary.
Yeah.
So can you give us any sort of highlights and things that are already confirmed that people can look forward to at this stage?
So we're still trying to sort out the finer details, but we've got a couple of stages booked,
yeah.
which we're in the process of sorting out. We've also got, we're organising a poetry stage as well, so we're bringing that back to the fair this year.
Okay.
Also, we're going to have a Extinction Rebellion area.
Right.
So they're going to have...
oh, Liz will be there.
So, yeah, they'll have an area where they can talk about the issues going on at the moment.
Yeah. Okay,
and we've closed down the road for them already, so half the job's
done. I was going to say, is it deliberate that you got them involved rather than them coming up and getting involved without you wanting them there? If that makes sense.
Well, so one of the things about this year's Mill Road Winter Fair is that there's normally a theme behind it, and this year we've kind of picked a theme for nature.
Right.
So we're trying to get the stalls to cut down on plastic waste. We're trying to get people to be more eco. Aware of what they're actually doing, mm-hmm. what they're bringing to the fair, trying to cut down on electricity costs. So I think the Extinction Rebellion kind of go hand in hand with that.
Yeah.
So it was a good to reach out to them.
Yeah, definitely. What about volunteers? You say there's a core committee of you in the run up to it, but on the day, presumably you need a lot more people to help you out.
Yes.
Are you looking for volunteers on the day?
We are always looking for volunteers on the day. So we have a new volunteers coordinator called Freya, who's doing a fantastic job at the moment, and she's trying to contact people about mainly being road stewards. So.
Yeah.
Whilst we've got all these the flashy events and the stalls, the kind of the actual lifeblood of the fair is the road stewards, the people who actually go out and do look after the roads and make sure everyone's safe. Without them, the fair wouldn't be able to actually continue.
Yeah.
So we're always looking for them. So if people are interested, they can email, go onto the Mill Road Winter Fair website, and they can apply to volunteer. And then there's going to be other options, other things throughout the year to kind of raise awareness for volunteers as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're always looking out for them.
Yeah. Well, it's always a great event. I've been numerous years and particular memories of one particularly cold day, but that's always the best when it's cold because it's the start of Christmas time, isn't it, really? It starts to make you feel festive.
You get some wine. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's always a good thing. I think we'll get you back on again much nearer the time to sort of when you've got your program out and you can sort of to talk us through some of the highlights and particular things and the details and all of that side of things. Because I know, we are on the 15th of October, but I'm sure you're conscious that this is rapidly approaching.
Yes, it's definitely creeping up very quickly.
Yeah. So when do you start? You said you sort of the committee roles and things happen in January. Is that when you actively start organising, or do you allow yourselves a little bit of a break?
So I was, because I was quite new to the role, I started doing all the paperwork stuff
right.
About March. This is getting spreadsheets and having a look at previous years to see how people have done it. But the actual organising for events probably starts in about Just after the Strawberry Fair, that's when I started to contact people, which always felt a bit weird, like going up to people in the middle of, like, it's glorious summer, say, do you remember winter? Do you remember when it's cold?
Yeah.
Let's talk about winter.
Yeah. There is some crossover, isn't there, between people that volunteer for Mill Road Winter Fair and the people that are involved in Strawberry Fair as well?
Yes, there are.
Yeah. There's a lot of very volunteer-minded people in Cambridge.
Cambridge is great for that,
and they
actually
all do tend to work together on the same sort of
event.
Yeah,
it's a nice collaboration, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Help each other out.
Mm. Brilliant. So give us the website address again.
So it's www.millroadwinterfair.org.
Brilliant. And we'll get you back in again nearer the time at the end of November.
So I had one more thing, if it's okay to plug. Mm. So next Saturday at the Devonshire Arms, we're having like a Mill Road Winter Fair fringe event. So it's a chance for people to actually meet the committee, and if they're interested in volunteer, they can talk to the volunteers coordinator straight. And we've got some bands from the actual who are performing on the Mill Road Winter Fair day. So it's just to kind of raise awareness that we're going to be doing that as well.
Okay. So that's happening this Saturday?
This Saturday, the 19th, at the Devonshire Arms from 7 to 11.
Perfect.
Brilliant.
So if you're interested, come along.
Yep.
And then on the day itself, what times does it run?
So it runs from 10:30 to 4 o'clock. So I think that's when the music starts, and then all the stalls are out.